Mishnah Sekhar Shvius and Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis on the base. So the, we know the halakha, as we said in the last two Mishnayos, you can't, a person cannot waste any fruit on Shvius, and you have to, you can't take it off to eat, pull off a fruit until it's ripe, and discuss the different level of what ripening is based upon whether it's an olive or it's a grape or a fig, etc. So now the one to discuss, what about knocking down a tree in a field of Shvius, and if there's fruit on it, that means you're wasting the fruit, and that would be usur. The question is, what is the level of maturity of a tree where it would be permitted to still cut it down in the year of Shvius? So the Mishnah discusses, we must say in Kotzin is Elam Shvius. When is it usur to knock down a tree, to cut down a tree on Shvius? Again, that concept would be that you're wasting the fruit, you're wasting the things that are on the tree, and that's usur. Now, the Gaki, what is the Isser Shabbat? So the Mafulda says, the way we understood it, is the L'Akl, Torah says only L'Akl you can have it, not L'Hefzit. And therefore you can't eat it, therefore you can't do it. Now, Marifolda asked, but even though the other years also you can't be Mafzit Stam, you can't Stam to cut down a tree, even any year, you're not going to waste a tree. So L'Hefzit to be Mafzit a tree. So only a tree that doesn't have any fruit can you cut down? Otherwise, you can. And he quotes the Rambam, who says Tamafusho Taka, because since the Afkirinu Achmona, it goes to Rabbi Hefseid. Another aspect of it would be even more than that. Since the Torah says in the year of Shemitah you don't own your field, Aniyim own it. Anybody wants to can come and take it, could eat, take the fruit. So therefore, when you cut down the tree on Shvius, you goes to Rabbim. You goes to Rabbim. And therefore, you are, it's usur. You're usur to do it. The Torah says you can't do it. You'd be causing a hefset to other people. So there are different pshatim as to why. Now, the question is, why? What's the reason why the Gemara is discussing here? The Marafulta learns the first reason that the Rishonim say, Stam, you're causing the fruit to be mafsid that you can't do on Shvi. It's not the Tam of the Rambam that it's usur because you're hurting other people, it would be usur to do. It's what would be the difference of what would be usur or not. Why does he quote, why not the sheets of the Rambam? So the Rashi Misalu has an arichas here as to what the reason why we don't learn the Gemara is what most people don't use the Rambam's explanation, and the Gemara Bavli particularly doesn't use the Rambam's explanation as to what the see the Rashi Misalu has an arichas here as to why be, in general would be this would the sheet of the Rambam would be usur anyway. So why this we don't use that tam over here, and why you only use the tam that you're being mafsid the fruit via Shabbos lahem etzel akla? Why this and not the other? So you see, the Mefarshim and greater arichas try to explain why the first tam is the reason we're using, not the tam of the Rambam. And the machlokas of the Mishnah says beisham es hillel as to what is the beginning of the maturation of the tree would be usur to knock down. So beisham es gilyon shabayotz, any tree you cannot knock it down as long as the first fruit come out, not even the fruit, just the beginning, even the leaves that come out would be considered usur. Tchila sa'al in benisan, says the Marfulda, in nisan the leaves begin to come out. Says the lashon plain Moshe is mishiyaschilu alin lios. When they begin to even get start to a little bit green, start getting green, the leaves begin to green, begins to come out, which is the beginning of Nisan, then that would be the time when it would be usur to knock down the tree at that point already. After that, the year of Shvius, because it's considered already being mafsid, even if the leaves aren't there yet, and the fruit's not there yet, but the leaves came out first, it gives it a din of Shemitah, of Isser Shemitah, and you can't go ahead and knock the tree down. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, HaKharuvim Mishiyashal Eishu. He has a different quality of what trees we're talking about. Each one is different. Each tree has a different halakha, and they have to be a little bit further down the road than Beis Shammai says in order to be considered Asr. And the each different type of min has its own aspect. The word HaKharuvim, the carob trees, Mishiyashal Shalu. When they begin, the fruit begin to hang down, like way down, like chains, Says the Marafulda, she has chil achbed litlos ken shalosh shelos. Since those the fruit that goes on a carob tree, the branches are very heavy, so it looks like a chain that's carrying chains. That's the time that a cheruvim tree would be considered us. The Beis Hillel says he would not be able to knock down anymore. V'hafganim she grow grapevines, he can't cut down from the time that the grapes form the size of a griot. A griot, that's the size of a small a bean, even that would be considered the size of a white bean, would be already considered a sar pul lavan, says the Pnei Moshe, that they give the size of a, even a gruah, it's a small, it's very small shear of a small bean that grows, the white beans grow. That's the time that gefanim would be usher to cut down. Zesim shianitsu, and olive trees, you can't knock down when, as soon as they have mishianitsu. That's when the yanitsu means that they begin to blossom. Mishigdal aleihem hanatz, when they the branches begin to blossom, says the Marfulda, that would be enough time to be considered where it's already considered growing, and you won't be able to cut it down anymore. On usur on trees, shakol ilan shemiyotz, and any other tree, it can't knock down as long as the fruit begin to come on it in the earliest stage. It would be considered usur. It would be considered usher as the begin they come down. Sheyotze says the Premosha Boise Shalom Shegila Shira Malolo Shinshu. Even the beginning fruit come the beginning of it, the Boise, which is the earliest stage of a thing growing that begins just even be recognizable that fruit is starting to grow. Even if you don't see the fruit yet, it's just barely coming out. That's already the sheer Boise, says the Premosha. It's enough to be considered an Isser as it's already coming out and cutting down. At that point, according to Beis Hillel, it would be Yasser. Now, again, so it seemed like the Beis Shammai seems to be saying anything, and all the leaves come out at the beginning itself, Yasser. Beis Hillel seems to say on certain trees, like the grapevines and the olive trees, and the bucks and the carob trees, have a certain Zman Mesuyim, which is a little bit later time that the fruit begins to emerge. But otherwise, in Echanami, it would seem that the other things, the same thing goes. As long as you see anything growing, it would be considered already enough to be considered something coming out. It would be considered usher. Exactly why Beis Hillel disagrees on the fruit in generally, what the basis of the machlekes is, that we have to see in the Gemara. We have to see the Mefarshim discuss this in much greater detail. Mishnah continues. That we say that Allah is cutting down. Gemara says that any tree, once its fruit already gave the stage, it's already completed the stage of meiser, you're allowed to cut it down, which means that now it's already the size that the fruit have ripened enough where now you have a chi of meiser, a chi of to take meiser from it. So now, then it would be Allah could be eligible. Then they said, yeah, you can cut it down because now it's not just, not destroying the tree. It's already ripe. Even according to Rambam, that people are allowed to take it so they can take the fruit. The fruits are all ripe. It's ripe enough that you can have mechuyev take ma'aser from it. It's already ripe for enough people to eat it and take it into their homes. Therefore, at that point, you'd be allowed to go ahead and cut down the tree. That's the that would be the shem mutlak sosan. Ein kal gezel pri, says the Marfulda, because the pri is already good. It's roi lechila. If it's roi lechila, anybody could go take it, and if you'd be allowed to cut it down on the year of Shvius, if it would be the size that would be ready of Meiser, it's already considered Roy Lachila, and therefore you're not ruining anything. And the Mishnah discusses the of a Kamayet Kazai Bazayas Velikatsenu. How much of an olive tree has to be, but the Gemara says, how much has to be an olive tree before it's also to cut it down? What's the shear of an olive tree? An olive tree has its own set of halakas that it's considered enough that it grows. Roiva Kav, if it's a quarter of a Kav, it's already the shear. We already said before that at the beginning it gives us a shear of the size of it. The whole Kav here would say, even if it's a quarter of a Kav, it's already considered the size that would be considered also to cut down. If Shimon Gamliel Omer, there's no set amount. It all depends on each olive tree. Each olive tree is different. You have to examine each tree. And whatever comes out of that olive tree, if it's, you see the size, it's ready, something up there, it'll be also to cut down. Says the Reva Akav, the Choshek Mishari Lanos, the Ilu Bedekel Mutal, the Kotsa Ad Deton Kaba, says the Marfulda, that the shear of a shear, by any time we see it's enough that it already grows, a shear of a Reva Akav, it's already considered a shear, and you'll be also to cut it down. And again, in the Rosh Hashanah, we don't paskin, like it says, the she would be, each tree is different. You don't go by a set amount, but each one has to be examined. As long as you have enough of it, it's only produces a small amount, then halacha would be that you'd be allowed to cut it down. Says the Rosh Mishalua, Kolofi Azayas, Him Darker Liton Saw, even or now, you only could take out Shnei Kavin, it's already, and it's going to get more, it's going to get even worse. Halacha is, you're allowed to cut it down now because it already gave out even a minimum amount that will be sufficient. That's the way the Mishnah learns in the halacha of a contraption of Gamliel, we do not paskin like avoiding you be allowed to cut it. May I say, Kos, the Mishnah, you can, when is halacha, you can't cut down a tree. So, more brief time, Machlokes Beshamis Hillel, Beshamis says a carob tree has to be when it begins to the heavy, the chain, the things are very large. The branches grow very heavy, and it's like, therefore, that will be the halakha. So Gemara wants to say this shear of Beis Hillel has other aspects to it as well. Haruvin shel shulon, the forming of the chains of chanota. This is considered the forming of a fruit, like Abi the look of Meiser. So in other words, that we say that it, what's the chiddush he is telling you, that we don't look at it like it has to be the shear of or of a large amount. But even if it's just a small, the shloshin akutta says the premosha, legabe meisers, not legabe shvias, legabe meisers itself, we go basa the sheet, but the chanata, and when is the considered as the meisers, this would be the shear of meisers. Carobs begin the chase, even before Tu B'Shvat, they bring this, they already start having this heavy branches that are growing like a chain, and memela, therefore, it's already considered the time when it would be mechuyav meiser, and it reaches that level of before, not even early in the year, other earlier than other things, already have a shear. Normally we say the gabi the halakha because we don't consider fruit until Tu B'Shvat, until the middle of the year. But these go earlier because they go very large, like chains, and that's the shear of Zman of Maestros. So not only the Mishnah is telling you the gabi Shviyas, the halakha Beis Hillel is telling you, but it's telling you a separate halakha, the gabi Din of Maestros as well. It has this ramification of that it would be obligated to the Chi of Maisa would come on this particular time earlier than other things that are growing normally during the year. Mishnah we grapevines on the Kadan when they grow the size of a gerua, of a white bean. Gemara says, Gemara explains, Amar Av Yoina, Mishiyazim Amayim. When does this come? When does this happen? When the juice begins to flow from the grapes, if you touch them and they begin to grow from the grapes, that's already the size, that's the sheer already, the size of this, of it would be considered as Mishiyazim Amayim. When you squeeze it and the water comes out, that is the sheer. So the Gemara says, Kamadis Damama, as you say, Ki Yagura Nitfe Mayim, Yizoku Moto Lido. The Gemara brings down a pasuk and Yiyuv, that when the Hashem removes the waters from the oceans, then it begins to form rain in the clouds. It begins the idea, the same idea, that that it begins to go, and a small amount of water begins to squeeze out of the clouds. So too, in the, over here, is the same idea applies. If you understand that it would be there would be the shear when we consider it coming out. The shear would be considered coming out. The small droplets, says the Rosh Mishalur, would be considered the same lashon. When we consider that it would be the size that it would be also to move. Half trees when it come when you develop the blossoms around it. The mission wants to understand that we say this halakha is that you have to have. Does it have to also have in a certain amount that has to come out? A rov a kav of how much does it have to come out? The one wants to understand what the mission's case is. I'm Rav Yoina. Mission is a rov. But that we say it's usher to cut down an olive tree means when it's yichus rov, when it's they come, they blossom to the shear of a not just on blossom, but it has to be the shear of a knisa rova. Ma, what does it mean by chisur? What does it mean when it says rova? Rova hanetz. Does it mean rova hanetz, the actual blossoming, or rova zesim, or the actual quarter kav of the olives that come out later? Which is it referring to? I'm Rav Yoina, le'ei du netz. What's the purpose of the blossoms? Only the olives. It means the olives. The blossoming itself doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have anything. What's the whole purpose of the blossoming of it? Whole blossoming of leaves that come out only to produce the olives. So the fact that you see asking Akasha, does it mean the nates or does it mean the zasim? It obviously means the zasim because that's the whole purpose of it. Rova nates has no purpose of it without the zasim. Says the Marfulda. Hekino nates or isa pshita rova nates come and heku nates. It means referring to the idea of the Ravakav. That's what the Gemara is telling you. When it comes from the olives to come out, that's the purpose of what they're talking about when they had the shear. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yoina, another halakha of Yoina." See, we learn the pasuk says, The halakha would be from Klai Yisrael sins. The Pashuk says, Yishal Zeisecha, that you'll have olive through your teeth. You will not go ahead. You won't have any olives. One of the punishments you'll get, you'll have no olives. What does it mean? It means one of every 340 olives are going to remain on the tree. The rest are going to fall off. In other words, it's a punishment. Yishal Zeloshin Gematria is 340. So you have, it tells you that only one out of every 340 in the time of Tochacha will give olives. The rest of them will fall off, says the Marfulda. Out of all the olives in a tree, only one out of 340 olives are going to remain. That's the gematria. Even the rest of it will fall off before it gets ripe. You won't produce any olive. It'll fall on the ground and get ruined. That's the part of the tochacha. So the Gemara says, "The pasuk." So the look of the pasuk says, "The pasuk in Iyov." A pasuk in Iyov that tells us, a pasuk in Yoel that tells us just the opposite. In a time of plenty, in the time of Ki'etz Nasir period, the tree is going to burn its fruit. In the time of Mashiach Tzaitin, it'll come out that Yisrael will bear the fruit. What does that mean? Magid to tell you. So Nasir period boilam azeh, the fruit will not bear its full potential in this world. Before Mashiach comes, it will never give. Even when it's giving off a lot of fruit, it will never give its full potential. The figure tree won't give off their full wealth, their full what they give off. They will not give their full wealth in this world before Mashiach comes. Even when it's an abundant yield and a tremendous amount of things that will go, it will only first come later after Mashiach comes. That's when it's really going to grow. That's when it will really grow. The size and the sweetness and the richness that is supposed to be will only happen later in Eretz, only after the time Mashiach comes. We're going to come Hames b'sheva shnei Gog. One who dies in the 7 years of Gog, and Gemara says, and ain't no chelik olos level. Doesn't have a portion of the chelik of Mabo. Because why? Because Gemara says, what did he mean? The Mechemes Gog and Magog that will come in the end of the year, before Mashiach will come, it'll be a terrible time for Klal Yisrael. So a person dies during this war, the 7 year war, a person will not be zoka at this chelik olos level. He will miss it. Simona, the akol per legatia akol mishususa, person who consumes the profit of his merchandise, means he already ate before. You already enjoyed the olam haba, so you're not going to benefit out of the things that are going to come here in this world. There's going to be this 7 year war. Then when I said a person dies in the beginning of it, in the beginning of the 7 year war, so then you got your reward without waiting for the full reward, which will come at the end of the chasen, at the end of the full 7 days, the seven wars will come the final suda. It means you're not going to be there. You're not going to be there at the final suda. You won't be able to participate. Summer of Yosef. Yosef heard the statement. Yosef, is that true? That could be possible. A kedoinis to suvali omidiasi. Person who dies in that period, of course, he still has a chelik olam haba. What does that mean? A person is a person dies earlier, so he's not going to have a chelik olam haba. Of course, he would. A person is going to be able to have benefit from both worlds. So what does it mean? You're not going to have this world. He disagreed with him. So the Gemara said that can't be. So we have a machlokes a merayim as to when this the way the Pnei Moshe learns this Gemara. That a person will have in this world be able to benefit as well, even if he doesn't dies in the beginning. Peronius will come first; they'll still be able to have the benefits of what's going to be in the next world, even if he didn't have the full. Even if he died earlier, to be a bahala in the world, and he'll still have in those 7 years, he's still going to receive all his tzedek. Not going to lose his reward for later because he got his reward earlier. Not going to get reward later. No, we'll get reward for later. Get a reward for both in both worlds. Pargat yochel shesasa. He'll get all kinds of things. He'll not just get only the four spice. He'll get the first course. He'll even zoka to have all the things later as well. All the benefits you'll have to Amadiyasi. You'll have Hutalo Rav Yosef. You'll get even everything later. The 7 years and all the chalukim that you'll get later, you'll be able to get everything. Another statement. That Tamil Chacham are destined to go ahead to work going from Beis Knesset to Beis Medrash in the world to come. What does that mean? My time says in the Pasuk that the Bizok and the Pasuk says in Tehillim that they'll have, even after they go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll still be Zoka to go from Choyel to Choyel, from place Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash, and all the different places in Shemayim to learn. He'll go and increase his learning and his greatness and his ruchnius will continue to increase even in the next world. Now, how do you explain that? How we know a person dies, he's no more ruch, there's no more growth. There's no more growth means he won't be able to grow. He won't be able to grow from his own efforts. But the greatness in the Olam HaOlam is believed that certain individuals, the Tzrei Tzaddikim, will be able to benefit, even grow, even in the next world, will be able to even have continued growth in the, that's what the Rashi Mishlu explains. And says the Rebbe Moshe, see the Koloma Afshar Manalosa Yaakov Menucha, everything is going to be Menucha, but the Yagi of Torah that Tamidikam have in this world, they go from base medrash to base medrash and continue to grow, that they'll still have over there. That Yagiyah they'll still have in Shemayim, they'll still have in the next world, and be able to continue growing, even though they're not, they don't have the Nisayon, they don't have the Nisayonos anymore, they don't have the Bechira. But the growth in Ruknis, they'll be able to koil, they'll still have, even in that world, they'll be able to go. The Gemara continues. Rabbeinu Kisirami, Rabbeinu Kisirati, Akanti Av Odi Kachavim, that the Katani, the children of Odi Kachavim, who died when they were children, Chaliyos Hashem Nechvesa, and the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar, who were forced to become part of it, to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They don't live in the world to come, but they're not judged. They will sleep in eternal sleep and never awaken. In other words, those who sinned Avodah Zarah when they were gone, they're going to be punished. But children of Avodah Zarah who didn't have a choice, who worshipped Avodah Zarah, and died when they were young, and never actually worshipped, didn't do anything to go after Pnei Moshe, didn't go anything to hurt Yidden, they didn't do anything terrible, they were Tzikotanim, they never didn't know any better, they only followed their parents, or the soldiers in Nebuchadnezzar, that were forced to go worship the distributed meters, not on their own merit, so therefore they're not going to have Olam HaBa, but they're not going to be judged, they're not going to be punished, they're not going to be having the Chias HaMesim, they're not going to be getting into Olam HaBa, but they're not going to be judged with the punishment of Gehenna, because they didn't deserve Gehenna. They didn't do anything to deserve Gehenna. So it'll be like an eternal sleep. They'll never be judged. They won't be wake up. The pasuk says, they'll have like an eternal sleep, and not get reward, of course, not get punishment. They'll just go ahead, never have anything, kind of be an eternal sleep where they can't, no change in their stature, says the Marfulda. Excuse me, the Pnei Moshe. They didn't do anything. They were children. They died young. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything to punish Klal Yisrael. And they didn't do anything to God Mezuzah. They didn't go in and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They were killed. They died. They were forced to do so. Therefore, they will have Lasud Lavo. They will have nothing. They will just be in a perpetual state of sleep. Not to be punished in Gehenna and not to receive any reward, of course, and therefore they will. That will be their will be their role. That will be their eternal role. Of course, those who sinned and did cause Klal Yisrael tzaros, who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and Avodah Zarah, they'll be punished in Gehenna. What about the children of Yidden? What about the children of Yivel? Are they going to get Olam HaBa? When they died, and they died as children, what's the age of what they're going to be? Are they going to be Tchias HaMesim? Are they going to be Zoka to be in the Olam HaBa? So Rabbi Aruba, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, they argue the Chadama Mishivoldu, that when they were born, which means that when they were born, that they as soon as they were born and then they die, when they're young, they go right into Olam HaBa. Go right into Olam HaBa. Chadama Mishivoldu, but when they speak, when a child dies before it begins to speak, it won't be able to go. It has to be when they're speaking. That speaking is allowed them. That's the level age when they go into Olam HaBa. The one who says that when they're born, they're born in this world, they'll be zoka to Olam HaBa. The one who says there has to be speak, the level age of speaking before they can go in, quotes the pasuk, also in Tehillim that those who will serve Hashem when they're down, Zera Yavinu Yisupa Ladon, who will serve the government to speak to the other generations, means that they're Yilashin Yisupa, that they'll love to speak, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only when they speak, they'll be aged, they'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when speaking, they'll be able to talk Torah, they'll be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the level of where they need to be able to be Bezoka, to come into Olam HaBa, to be to that level. To be that level. That's when the neshama is able to, by speaking, gets the koyach hadibur, is when he's able to reach the level where it'll be zoked to go into, develop into an era, we'll be able to go into Olam HaBa and have enough skusim to go in to Olam HaBa. Says the Mishanoldu, when he's superlish Mishirele Dabra, that's the area when they talk, when they're able to go in, to when they speak, they'll be able to be zoked to go in. That's the level of where they'll be able to reach to go into to Olam Haba through the Koyach HaDibu that they have. Says in when they're able to answer many basic nesses. My time, where do we get that from? Where's the pasuk in Yeshaya? Piskei Yeshar Miyavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Amunim. Open the gates of Shemayim. Yer Shomer Amunim. Amunim Lashon Amen. That when able to answer Amen is when they'll be able to understand Amen. Will be able to say the words Amen. That is when they'll be able to go into Olam Haba. Is based upon the pasuk, they'll be rid through Amen, they'll be zoka to be answering, to be going to Olam Haba. Through the answering of Amen alone, will bring them into that level, where they'll be able to go in. Tamin Amin Adar Alaka, they said, when the children, Jewish babies, allowed to go into Olam Haba, Mishnimo, when they get Mila, and it says, Amicha Yafuna, they said that I have born your children, Amuncha Funa, which evolved upon me, which is Lashon Afuna, is where Yerub and Mitzvah Sech Mila. The Lashon Afuna means what they have. They turn to the Mitzvah of Mila, that the Makabala Kosh Baruch Hu's Muna, the Amuna that they have in Akosh Baruch Hu, but by becoming a Bris Mila. That is what the pasuk refers to. That they're poor, that David the Melech, at least he had the mitzvah mila. So therefore, that is something that he knew that he had the schus. He felt he was mal. He was sure that he was going to get into Olam Haba. So you see that was the position of where a person goes Olam Haba. That's this thing a person goes ahead. Gets into Olam Haba. That's where it comes from. The halakha is the minog in Shulchan Aruch, a baby that dies, Rachman's son, before the 8th and 8th day. They do a bismila before they bury him so that he be zocheh, based upon this pasig, the Chachmei Bavel, that they were able to go into Mila, that's a ticket into Olam Haba. How did the army Rabbanan learn that in Eretz Yisrael they had a different mishivoldu? When they're born, not when they're, you don't have to not gamal, just when they're born. It says a person's born, after you're born, you're able to go into the Olam Haba. Oilam, the plus Ishul Yulad will go into the next world, Bizoka to Kiyas HaMesim as well. So the other, so the Yushan and the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael said, being born is the criteria, and Chachmei Bavel was that the Bris Mila is the criteria to be able to go into Olam Haba. Even if they're miscarried, even if they're just a nafel, they didn't even have a full term born, they're just a miscarried, they alone get into Olam Haba. My time, and the Tzuri Yisrael Lahashiv. It says, and restore the runes of Yisrael. What does the runes mean? What does the Tzuri mean? It means the Tzuri Yisrael Lahashiv. It means the runes of the world. Those who were formed, those who were not formed properly. Those are the Nephilim. Those that are the Nephilim, they who died before in childhood, where the fetus was even formed and shaped. At the earliest level, they are Zocha to be able to go into Olam Haba. To be able to go. Mari Bavli has other sources where we see this halakha from, but the idea is that even those in Netzire says the Mari Fulda Meshashin Neitza Kodem Shulad, just that the embryo was shaped even before it gave birth, just that they were Mapil and the mother was Mapil, they were alone, the Zochet to come into Olam Haba, there's Zochet to a special place, Olam Haba, Netzire, Shekhay Swalit, to be able to go in, that's the based upon the Pasik, that they're able to go in. So therefore, in other words, again, a tremendous level where the person is understands, and Moshe has a tshuva on this as well, where a person understands that a person had an afel, that it's distressing, it's disturbing, it's distressing, it's very upsetting. A baby wasn't able to be born, but at the same time to understand, as the Gemara says now, that even an afel is zokah to go into Olam Haba, that the parents who gave birth to this Nephil, who created this Nephil, is still the parents know that they take comfort that their child will be Zochet to be in Olam Haba.